Where the later jail now stands, in 1776 there was a wooden one, approximately the same size, built 14 years earlier. February brings unexpected residents. Royal Governor Josiah Martin planned to retake the state using British troops aided by Loyalist or Tory volunteers in late February. Patriot or Whig part-time units known as militia foiled him by defeating 1,600 Tories heading to join him at the Battle of Moore's Creek Bridge. Major Allen and Colonel Donald MacDonald, unrelated Loyalist leaders, are brought up today's King Street from the south, to your left, and led into the jail here. Donald was the commander of the Tories, though not present at the battle due to illness. Allen is the husband of one of the most famous women in the colonies, Flora MacDonald. They are not alone in the small jail. The local militia have been capturing fleeing Loyalists throughout the area. As of Friday, April 5, 71 are reported in the jail, including Allen, though it's possible some are actually housed elsewhere. The MacDonalds and other leaders are given some freedom of movement, as is typical for imprisoned officers at the time. However, they are among the 26 considered the most dangerous and are later transferred to Philadelphia for the Continental Congress to manage. Some prisoners may have been released to the care of Patriot friends, and eventually the rest were paroled on condition of not fighting for the British again. Throughout the war, Tory prisoners are held here in crowded conditions alongside arrestees awaiting trial. The general in command of militia in the Halifax District in June 1779 said that he was compelled to give the prisoners all the liberty possible because of the crowded condition of the jail and because he feared an epidemic might break out among them. Please go to the walking instructions and audio clip under Rebellion and Resolves.